the challenge of the Yukon.
On King! On you, Husky!
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. On the trail from Stovepipe, a group of high rocks concealed the entrance to a deep cave.
Ho! Ho, you Malamutes!
Well, after we get these furs into the cave, I'll shove back to the city.
Yeah, the boss will send someone along to pick them up.
Well, it's a quicker way to get rich than working with a pick.
Listen, I seen more gold in these last 2 years than a miner sweating over his claim. None of that stuff for me.
Yep. Slim pays off all right, but it'd be a bad man to cross.
There's only one answer to that one, Brent. You're smart, you don't cross him.
Yep. Remember what happened to Lefty?
I never did hear that story straight.
Got some more furs in the sled. Hey.
Last I heard was he got hung for Pop Johnson's murder.
Lefty didn't have no more to do with Pop Johnson's murder than you had.
Huh? Here, you dropped a beaver pelt.
Yeah, put it on top.
This is the last of the batch.
No, sir. All anybody knows, Lefty thought he was getting too big for the gang.
Yeah?
He was all set to strike out on his own, pull a couple of jobs and leave the Yukon.
What happened?
All I know is the mounty got him for murder and he swung a week later. Slim heard he was aiming to talk.
How come he got hung so soon after he was caught?
Yeah, that's a funny part of it. 2 or 3 hours after someone brought Slim the news and Lefty was going to rat on him to save his hide, Lefty was found in his cell.
Hanging?
Nobody knows this day how it happened. Not even the Marty that put the handcuffs on him. And nobody had the keys to the Husker.
They had to get it.
You know, Jim, I have a hunch this is the gang behind most of the robberies in this part of the North.
Robberies and murders? They've been stealing gold and furs for a long time now. If we could get Wiley to tell us what he knows...
There might be a way to reach him.
What do you mean?
Listen, Jim. Do just as I tell you.
The next morning, as Sergeant Preston sat behind his desk in the jail...
Well, you're up early, Jim.
Yeah, had to get the paper out. Brought you over a copy.
Oh, thanks. I'm releasing my prisoner this morning.
Releasing him?
Yes, lack of evidence. All right, Mac.
You mean I'm free?
Yes. But let me give you one tip. If I catch up with you again, you'll stay behind bars a long time.
Well, so long, Mr. Editor.
Oh, we'll be seeing more of each other. You see the Clarion yet?
I never read any papers. Besides, I'm in a hurry.
You made the news this time.
Yeah, well, you... What?
Sure. Read it.
Captured by Sergeant Preston, Mac Wiley told this writer and the sergeant of the leader of a gang... Hey.
Makes good news, don't it?
I didn't say anything.
Well,
like...
if I told him the truth, wouldn't be nothing exciting there. I'll say escape from jail in the next one.
Hey, Marty, you can't let him do this to me.
Jim prints what he wants to.
Sure. Ain't you ever heard of freedom of the press? No, I guess you wouldn't have.
I didn't talk. I didn't. Now this says I did. He won't believe me. I won't have a chance, I tell you.
You're a free man. Go on out and square it with your gang yourself.
No, I can't. They'd shoot me on sight. Marty, lock me up.
Lock you up? Mac, I just told you.
Yeah, free. Yeah, I know. But you gotta. You gotta lock me up. I tell you, they'll kill me if you don't. They might even...
I'm done for, I guess. That's all your fault. You done this.
Oh, wait a minute. There might be a way out of this for you.
What?
Give me the names of the men in the gang. I can almost call their list of crimes. But I need your help, Mac. And captured, they can't do you any harm.
Captured? You'd like that, wouldn't you, Marty? A nice feather in your hat. Besides, they'd get me anyway.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
I don't want it anyway. You got me into this, Preston. You got to help me out.
I can't do anything, Mac. Without evidence, my hands are tied.
How fast will that paper get around?
Oh, don't have enough copies for everybody. One man passes his along to the next fellow.
What if I give you the evidence you want?
If you do that, the whole gang will be behind bars by sundown.
Well, I guess there ain't anything else to do. One way or the other, I can't win. You'll find Slim at the cabin, 3 miles west of Skeleton Creek.
Following Mac's directions, Sergeant Preston and Jim headed for the hideout, the great dog King breaking tracks through the snow. With the advantage of surprise, they prepared to take a stand against 6 desperate men. The sun had already gone down behind a line of somber pine trees as the Mountie pulled his sled into the protection of a group of rocks.
We'll leave the dogs here, huh?
I think if we go from here on snowshoes, it'll be better.
You're right. You suppose they got someone on guard?
Hard to tell from here. All I can make out is a cabin. But by keeping in the shadow of those pine trees, we should be safe enough. All right, King, old boy. Come on.
What now?
To the back of the cabin. Max said there's a door there.
What if he was lying? The varmint might have
been
coming.
We've come this far, Jim.
And so to the back of the small cabin the two men crept, the great dog King soundlessly hugging his master's footsteps, every muscle tense, ready for the conflict to come. The outlaws, feeling secure, had long since forgotten to bolt the wood door the two men now silently faced. The Mountie pushed it quietly, and to Jim's astonishment it swung on its hinges. They entered a darkened room, shutting the door behind them.
They're all in the next room. They ain't...
That room. Well, come in with your hands up, whoever you are.
We're coming in, all right, but not with our hands up.
That's two out.
Adam King.
Get away from me, Lot. Get away.
All right, King. Good work, fella. Better handcuff the lot of them, Jim.
You ain't got nothing on us.
That's right.
That's wrong. I've got all the evidence against you I need, Slim.
Yeah?
Yes. We persuaded Mac Wiley to give us a few details we didn't have.
Mac?
Wait till the boys see the paper I roll out when we get back to Stovepipe. I gotta hand it to you, Sergeant. It was a mighty smart trick faking that copy of the Clarion.
Without you and King here to help, these boys might still be free, Jim. All right. You might tell your men, Slim, that they have a long trip in front of them. A one-way trip.
You heard the Sergeant. Get going.
Yes, King. The case is closed.
Upholding the motto of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston and the Great Dog King maintain the right and get their man. Don't miss their next thrilling adventure when they meet the challenge of the Yukon once again on Saturday at 6:30.
On King! On you, Husky!
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.